After flash floods earlier this week, the National Archives in Washington, D.C. is confirming that its copies of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution are safe. Here in Connecticut, Yale University houses an original copy of the first printing of the Declaration. Connecticut Public Radio's Lauren Smith went to a recent reading.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
The upper mezzanine of the Beinecke Rare Book and Manuscript Library in New Haven is packed with people. They've come to hear a reading from one of the 26 known surviving copies of the Dunlap broadside printing of the Declaration of Independence. Here's curator George Miles.
That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Afterwards, Miles said he was struck by how Thomas Jefferson's words transported him.
I was trying to imagine saying those words in Philadelphia, as someone might have then, sort of in that time and place.
People in attendance also heard the words of statesman Frederick Douglass, a former slave who became a leader in the abolitionist movement.
And they who wasted us, required of us, mirth, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion.
Bill Heidenreich was traveling through Connecticut when he heard about the reading and decided to stop by.
I had never heard Mr. Douglass's speech before, and I was very impressed. What he wrote in his time and how it related back then, and could even still relate today.
Michael Morand is the Beinecke's communications officer. He says the library stewards important documents of human culture and American history.
Documents that show that history is alive and that the work to make a more perfect union continued throughout time and continues to our time.
An exhibition of the documents continues through July 11th. Lauren Smith, Connecticut Public Radio.